Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is March 1st, 2024. I'm Lenny Feldman, managing partner with the law firm of Sandler, Travis, and Rosenberg, PA. Today's discussion, an unbreakable bond with customs. CBP recently released a new guidance document setting bond amounts, replacing its bond directive issued back in 1991. Some feel that the guidance formalizes and standardizes bond procedures already used over the years. CBP says it addresses gaps and clarifies responsibilities for setting and maintaining sufficient bond coverage. CBP also provided guidance for additional bond activity codes and clarified the factors it will consider in setting required bond amounts. Changes also include updated bond amounts and applying a uniform rounding convention for all continuous bonds. This means increments of $10,000 for bonds under $100,000 and increments of $100,000 from that point on. One of the biggest changes is when reviewing importer broker continuous bonds, CBP now will base the formula on 10% estimated duties and fees in the previous 12-month period for all principals, co-principals, and users appearing on the bond. This is quite a departure from CBP's prior formal position of paid as opposed to estimated amounts. The latter can be much higher, more discretionary, and still under dispute with customs. Informally, CBP has been assessing bond amounts this way already. Additionally, CBP increased the minimum international carrier bond from $25,000 to $50,000, but removed the $250,000 higher bond amount for carriers related to narcotics risks or violations. Also, CBP listed the special classes of merchandise subject to other agency requirements, posing a threat to public health and safety and subject to quota visa. These all require bonds at least 3 times the total entered value. Finally, CBP also added a cash in lieu of surety section for those wishing to use cash instead. Time will tell how these changes will play out between the trade, customs, and their unbreakable bond to secure international transactions.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis, and Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.